My life provides the world an opportunity to see the future in real time, to view the confidence of a winner in a beautiful package. My smile emulates the sun in ways that makes those around me feel the warmth of my love. Joy creates the type of breeze that brings new direction to those that doubt spring is coming. The cooling blue skies that exist in my world are truly infectious. I hate the thought of slumber because it denies me too many moments when I'm not impacting the world. The passion I have for life cannot be contained by the dark clouds of my personal doubts. I have mastered my own negativity in a way that reduces any reduction in my productivity. Now every day is the net profit of my existence. My ball of life bounces off the foundation of obstacles, which were overcome with a smile. I now see the roadblocks as the items that give my reason for living value. My self-worth is discovered in the way that I enjoy bringing happiness to others. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week. 6 p.m. Sunday through Friday, East Coast time. 3 p.m. West Coast time. Saturday at 8 p.m. East Coast time and 5 p.m. West Coast time. This is a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear. It is important that we participate in our world in a way that brings greatness to our existence. It is now time that we make sure that we no longer exist on the sideline, but are fully involved in the game that is going to determine our fate. I look forward to you calling in my show, 657-383-0309, so that your voice is heard without a filter.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
It ain't no different second when the king goes sick.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, James T. Deshaies, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, today is Sunday, and we are facing a new week, new challenges, and we have to be prepared and able to deal with these new and upcoming challenges by talking to each other, expressing our concerns, and developing a plan, making sure we're prepared to deal on the highest level possible with everything that crosses our path. And we want to keep each other encouraged and motivated and be dedicated to the cause of making America better for everyone. You know, it's so important that we use all the new technology available to us to make sure that our voices are heard and we're committed to the causes or the issues that will impact our lives today and in the future. I'm going to take a short break, as always, at the beginning of the show to give everybody an opportunity to get called in.
Every time we hear the music,
Just a thought. We are living in a time when all hands have to be on deck. We have to be prepared and ready to fight against forces seeking to return us to a time when America was not for everyone. We must speak for ourselves while delivering a clear message to the world. No longer can we focus on just our own individual success. Those of us that have found or created a path must use every vehicle available to us to help others see the light. We must inspire those who are lost and demoralized. We must find a way to speak to each other while expressing our own opinions. People of color must use the internet to expand our reach beyond our communities and find solutions to the issues that plague our neighborhoods. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections need you to schedule some time to share your opinions on live radio. My show wants you to carry your message beyond just a few city blocks. We want you to know that your personal issues and economic concerns and life beliefs are important to the world. I am the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, James C. Deshaies, and we want you to be a part of this new movement. We want you to be ready and prepared to share your opinions with everyone throughout our hour and a half long show, 7 days a week. Please call into the show every day, 657-383-0309, Sunday through Friday, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Your voice needs to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. We must raise sand in a way that serves notice. A movement is coming. White America will share the bounty that is created from the investment of the past, present, and future from this day forth. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshaies.com, and I look forward to you calling into the show every day.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Regina, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And Lorenzo, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful, Deshaies. Thanks for asking.
All right. Well, I'm going to take another little short break. we give everybody the opportunity to come online. And then after the break, we'll go right into a couple of issues that I think that we need to talk about related to what's going on in our world. And we need to seek solutions to these issues.
I am this woman. I am this woman that has sent the expectations of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman that does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but create my own destination. I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure. I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those yet to dream to greatness. I am the mother of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth, igniting the love that exists in all men while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman. I am this woman that ascends the expectation of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman who does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but creates my own destination.
I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure.
I am this woman designed by my creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those to dream.
I am the woman of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth,
igniting the love that exists in all men while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. Regina, I want to talk to you and everybody who calls in about an issue that I thought would have been dead by now, but it seems to be continue to keep raising its ugly head, even in a time when we know that most women are in the workplace. But it's hard for me to understand how women can support the Republican Party when so many of them are still engrossed in the past, where they refuse to commit themselves to the fact that men and women should get the same pay. A Utah Republican argued against equal pay because he thought it was bad for families and thus bad for society, that by raising the pay of women, you were going to reduce the pay of the American family because most companies wouldn't be able to afford to pay men and women the same same amount for the same work. Why are we continuing to fight this same argument with the GOP?
I guess it may be possible, and I may be stereotyping the GOP, but it may be possible that they're used to their women historically staying home and not working, thinking that the women and their thought process is that the women who are in the workplace will be taken away from not their particular family, but from the family of those men who are in the workplace. And as silly as it may sound, I think they're looking at, well, the Democrats, you know, they have their women out there working, and they're not going to take, we're not going to allow them to take away from these Republican-thinking men, conservative-thinking men who are out in the workplace.
But with the millennials coming into voting and being a major part of the political environment, how is it possible that women, young women, and even older women can still support a party that is not willing to go on record and over their complete party is saying men and women should be paid the same? If both mothers and fathers are out there working, every dime is going to help to stabilize the family and give the family the money they need to survive and remain in the middle class and above. So how in the world can you have a policy that on its face pays women differently because of their gender? Lorenzo, you're a businessman, and would you ever think about paying a man and a woman differently if they were doing the same job?
Not at all, and I'm still not even sure how this country even got to that point, because I figure if a woman do the job and a man do the job and it's the same job, you know what I mean, the money should be the same across the board. I think I get caught up into it a lot, but, you know, and the sad thing about it is, I don't know if it's the law, but they do go by it, because when I run a security business at nighttime, and every apartment complex will tell me they don't want me to have a woman out there securing their property at nighttime. That's discrimination. So I can't go in and say I can't hire you because they don't want a woman, but I won't get the contract. So, you know what I mean? So sometimes it's almost like it is the way a lot of people look at it, but it's just not right to me. You know what I mean? I think a woman can secure a property just like a man can secure a property. You know what I mean? But most apartment complexes, they feel that a man is different than a woman, so they don't want you to hire a woman to work at nighttime. So, you know, I know it's a little off, but, you know what I mean? But that's just, you know, that's how I feel about the whole thing. I just think it's what's right is what's good for one is good for the other, and we should be fair across the board with either or.
But not only you can understand that there are people who are business people who make the mistake of feeling the way you're talking about, Lorenzo, but the fact that we have elected officials who are still suggesting that somehow families will be wrongfully affected if women and men were making the same amount of money for the same job. And you are so right. Just like there are women who are in law enforcement, like there are women who are firemen, and like there are women who are participating in a lot of other dangerous jobs, there's no reason for us to assume that a woman wouldn't be able to secure any kind of facility, be it an apartment complex or a building. But we have to continue to deal with these sexist attitudes that suggest that women are not able or should not be paid the same as a man, because intrinsically there's something he brings to the job that makes him better suited. Regina, how do we get beyond this foolishness?
How do I do what?
How do we get beyond this sexist attitude?
Well, we get beyond this attitude by calling a spade a spade and exposing it. Many of the women, it's almost impossible for an average family to live comfortably without both parties doing some type of work, whether the husband goes out and the wife has a home-based business. It really is, almost impossible. it's possible if you're very frugal with your money, but a lot of people want to be able to do those extra things. So a lot of women really do not know that this sexist attitude is prevalent, because talking about paychecks within the workplace is something that's taboo. You don't tell, you know, what your paycheck is. I happen to have seen that show that I made more than some of the upper level people in my district. But that has remained undercover with me. So it's not something that you that's discussed. So if we don't know it, then we can't expose it. And that's how it has been able to remain as it is.
Well, Regina, you made a statement that people are living in the past when a lot of women were stay-at-home moms. But now that we are living in a world where most women are going to college, most women are working in all types of occupations, that somehow these women are being cheated every hour that they go to work. If they're not making the same amount of money as their male counterparts, this is taking money out of the mouths of their children, reducing them to live in areas that is less than what they're capable of affording if they would get the pay that their male counterparts are getting. This is forcing them to drive vehicles that are less than what their efforts or their careers could pay them if they were getting paid the same amount. So, in essence, we're taking the food out of the mouths of these women's children and out of their investment, because we're not respecting their ability to work and the work that they're doing.
But James,
Lorenzo,
how is this known?
Okay.
How is it known? How do you? I mean,
well, certainly,
where,
a lot. Obviously, Regina, when you go research it, when they say that women are making $5 or $10 less per hour as their male counterparts, this has been something that's been out there for a while. That's why we're still, you know, they have been creating these bills that have been coming into law that suggest that it's illegal. So somehow or another, it has become commonplace that some people are releasing this information in a way that the government is aware of it.
Hmm.
Now, there's some, there's some governmental agencies there. There's some, in education, we don't get to that separation, doesn't happen, because, of course, we've gone to a number of years that how many years you work determines what your pay is. So that's not a sexist way of determining it. But a lot of companies are still hiring people on an individual basis, with there being a great disparity between the starting rate and the high rate. So therefore, it fluctuates. And if it fluctuates, are you consistently giving the higher amount to the male and giving the lesser amount to the female? That creates a problem.
Oh, okay.
Lorenzo, when you're interviewing people, I mean, and I'm, does that kind of chaotic thinking ever pop up in your mind? That if you got this man and woman working side by side, somehow or another your business can benefit by reducing her pay?
No, because, I mean, you know, that would be more. I mean, it never pops in my mind because, you know, my thing is everybody get paid the same, you know what I mean, on my thing, because the contract, whatever the contract I signed, that's what the pay's in it. So I already know what is in it that I can put out in it. So everything going to be the same, but I'm not going to try to get somebody to work for nothing or try to beat one out so I can pay the other one more. You know what I mean? It's always going to be the same, and it never can cross my mind. The only time, I told you, the only thing in my mind is when these apartment owners tell me they don't need to have a job. I can't tell a person I can't hire you. That's the only time that anything like that ever comes across my mind, and that's because those people that own the properties, they tell me they don't want me to hire a woman. I can't just say I can't hire you because you're a woman. But now, if it's a woman with no teeth and wear bandanas and a bunch of tattoos, they okay with it. You know what I mean? So it's, I mean, like I said, it's just, I don't know, it's just the way some people been operating for so long, but it don't make it right to me. You know what I mean? I'm always been a fair person. You know, so this is what I'm paying, this is what I'm paying. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say I'm paying you less than I pay the next person because they got more experience or whatever, but this is what the starting rate is. So I mean, I don't know how you fix that. You know what I mean? Because like I'm like, Regina. You know, maybe it's from because they back in the old days. You know what I mean? You know the men worked and the woman didn't work in that household. But now you need two incomes and a trade to run a household. You know, to make it, to survive right here. You know, apartment complexes are they're going up to $1,000 a month, and jobs ain't even paying nowhere near $10 an hour. And the apartment complex are telling you they want you to make three times the amount before they rent your apartment. Well, how am I going to make three times the amount and I'm only making $10 an hour? But, you know what I mean? So you need that other income, but, you know, so, you know, you don't want to be having your wife not being paid or being underpaid because you be counting on that other half of income. So, I'm, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's just bothered. I don't know how you fix this problem.
You're so right. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation.
It's all right with me.
This is James C. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to continue to encourage those of you who are visiting the Orlando area to make sure you put the Wellsville Museum on your schedule. It's at 5511 West South Street. The number is 407-245-7535, and we are open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, and on Saturday and Sunday by appointment. So make sure that you make this outstanding museum a part of your schedule while you're in the Orlando area. And those of you who are in Orlando, please make time to stop by the Wellsville Museum and show your support as we continue our membership drive for the Wellsville Museum. We look forward to serving you and all of those who visit the Orlando area. That's the Wellsville Museum on 511 West South Street. Guys, as we continue our discussion, I want to just say that women have to be appreciated for the value that they bring to the table. And it is just, it's just unbelievable to me that we're continuing to have this discussion about what their value is when they're in all aspects of our worlds, our communities, our government, and they're still fighting to get equal pay. It just seems that there are some people in the GOP that refuses to relinquish the power that they have to correct this situation. No company should be allowed to pay women less for the same job, knowing that that money is going to be used to care for their families and to expand the middle class. Regina, I mean, what is it that you, and you in the education realm, here you have these young girls who are working hard to get the same grades as the boys are, who are working hard to go to college, and then find themselves subjected to making less than men. I mean, how can we tolerate this as we move forward?
Well, are you talking about in the field of education?
Well, I'm just saying tolerated, period, across the country. All men and women, all women, all little girls should be able to get the same opportunities as their male counterparts. And they should not be subjected to any sexist laws or behaviors or practices that pay them less.
Well, your key word there, the operative word is should. Operative words, should not. And it's, I guess this is very apropos for right now, in that I've always been told that a closed mouth never gets fed. So if you do not tell that you know that this is going on, if you do not go to the labor board and express your dissatisfaction, then, you know, you will always be at that point. But then you have to make sure that you put a non-retaliative clause in whatever you write and state that you fear for the loss of your job because you're bringing this to the light. Because what they'll do is come back and find a reason to fire you if you express that you know this is going on.
You're so right. You know, it is difficult for women to be in a situation where they need the pay that they're earning and then to subject that pay to men or women who are above them who may very well take action to relieve them of their job. And so it's important that we recognize that these women are sitting out there being mistreated that may not be afraid to take the kind of action they need to in order to force their employer to do the right thing. You know, it's a terrible situation that we find ourselves in, because we should have been beyond this point by now. There's another thing that comes up, and this is very different from anything from what we've been discussing, and I just wanted to cover it because we're in a new day and time where new things are coming out of the closet, or new things are coming out into the open. And we have to then question ourselves and how these things are going to impact our society as they move forward. And I don't want to be considered a homophobe, because I don't think I am, but I just need to get questions answered, and I also need to get my opinions respected. Because if I don't think like you, that shouldn't be a reason for me to be attacked or seen as a negative thinking person. So what I want to ask the two of you, and I wish more of our callers were calling in so we could get a broader range of opinion, but I read somewhere, I want you all to listen carefully. This is what I read. I read that a man who dates a trans woman should not be looked at any differently than a heterosexual male who dates a grown woman, because that grown woman used to be a child, and so he's not seen as a pedophile. Now, I thought that was the craziest thing in the world to associate pedophilia with an adult man and woman versus a trans man, I mean a heterosexual male dating a trans woman, and people saying he's gay because he knows that that woman is a man. So I wanted to just throw that out there to you and see what it is that the general public feels or thinks. If you're a man and you're dating a woman who's transitioning from a male to a woman, or who lives as a woman but is a male, does that make you gay? I'm going to go to you first, Lorenzo.
The way I look at that is, if you're a transgender and you transition, but you haven't already transitioned and you still possess the same body part, yes, I think you would be considered gay. They got a show that just came on TV called Star. And matter of fact, that was the last Wednesday that came out. It's a black transgender woman. She was dating a Chinese guy. Before he got ready to kiss her, she said, "I got something to tell you." She said, "I wasn't born a woman." And he said, "Wow, I couldn't tell you the most beautiful woman I've ever seen." Then she said, "I got something else to tell you. I still have a penis." Now, he had a choice to stop or go forward. He said, "That's okay with me. I guess I'm just going to be the Chinese gay man." But, you know, and that was just on a TV show that just came out on Wednesday. So, you know, I know people look at it differently, but I just think if you intimate with a person with the same body part, you know, and I took this in college, I took a sex class in college, and you do it more than one time, then you're considered gay, bisexual, whatever, you do it more than one time. It's always, people do it sometimes for fun or just for experience or just to try something out. But if you sleep with somebody and they got the same body part as you, you know, in my eyesight, I think you're gay.
And Lorenzo, I can't imagine seeing that any other way. When you become intimate with someone you know is the same sex as you, I thought that was the definition of being gay. Regina, is there some alternate definition that I'm unaware of that would suggest otherwise?
Well, you sort of caught me off guard a little bit. I can research it and see what's going on, but I'm like Lorenzo on this. If yes, people are experimenting, especially a lot of our young people. They are really experimenting, and then they find out that that's not the lifestyle that they want. You also see a lot of our young people on Facebook saying that this is my wifey, and they're talking about another female. You don't too often see, I've never seen guys do it. I see the girls do it a lot. I see a lot of girls actually, well, I saw something the other day saying that women are more prone to have lesbian relationships because mentally that their partner understands them better than a male. And I saw the most beautiful woman, and she had so many tattoos on her body, and she looked, some of her muscles were built strong like a man, but her breasts were very supple and they looked like a beautiful woman. But her partner was very, very satisfied with that particular relationship. So, with that being said, there are a lot of new definitions that, in my opinion, old school, you have sex with someone who has the same body part that you have, then you are gay. And there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You do not add anything to it or take anything from it to sugarcoat it. Accept what your decision is and let that be your decision.
Well, let me pose this question to both of you. What is going to be the long-term effect on our society when we were just getting used to a man dating a man and a woman dating a woman, and now we have this transition, transgender becoming a part, where we have a man dating a man who looks like a woman and a woman dating a woman who looks like a man? Are we looking for a real movement in our society that changes the whole aspect of connections and relationships when people are now dealing with the fact that they think they are in heterosexual relationships when they are dating a transgendered woman or a transgendered man? Are these going to be relationships we say are the same as men and women? I mean, Lorenzo, this is getting kind of complicated, don't you think?
Yeah, but the thing about it, I think what they're trying to do, because this is the real life in the real world, you know what I mean? That's why we got so many undercovers and you got so many violence going on against gay people. Is because they really are just people, you know what I mean? If a man chooses to sleep with a man or a woman chooses to sleep with a woman, that's their choice, you know what I mean? But we make such a big deal out of it because, you know, we have we have gay day, gay parades, you know what I mean? You know, people are people. If you choose to be with a same-sex person, that's what you choose. But a lot of people are scared to come out because of the violence and how people look at them. Like, say, like, if you know, just speaking, if you decided right now, D.J., to become a woman, you transition into a woman, and I say I'm going to date D-Shay. He transitioned to be a woman. You think them people ain't going to think we gay? I don't care what your transition is. If they
well,
see
you
Lorenzo
would be gay.
Yes, I'm saying. Even if you didn't have the same body part, you know, so a lot of people don't even look at it that way. Me, myself, I just look at people as people, you know what I mean, with choices to make, you know what I mean? And You know, so but then when we go that route, we get everybody go and get biblical on us. Well, what the Bible said, man should sleep with a man and a woman should sleep with a woman. So we know that part. So it's just so many different things that makes people hide and stay undercover. And what these TV shows are doing now is we put it on the TV shows. And guess what? The ratings are going to the roof. And you know why the ratings are going to the roof? It's because a lot of people have been hiding for years, decades. And now what we're doing, we're making the platform even. If that's your choice, that's your choice. You ain't got to hide it no more. It's life. And it really is life.
But, Regina, what is the long-term effect of increasing these different aspects of people's humanity, I mean, well, sexuality, into this new millennium? I mean, here now you've increased the different kinds of connections between people. Is that going to really increase the gay population?
Well, I don't know that it will increase the gay population as much as it will expose what is already there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the population is already here, but
mm-hmm.
it will bring it to the forefront, and
mm-hmm.
it will rise, and it'll, instead of it being so much underground, it will be more to the top of the water. I've seen it, and I see it every day. I see, you know, we have parents coming in, bringing in their children, and it's two mothers. I've not seen two fathers bring their children in, but I've seen at least four couples coming in with their children. And also what is happening is that a woman is having a child from a guy, and then she decides that she really doesn't want to be with that guy, that she's always wanted to be with a woman. And the woman that she wants to be with starts treating that child as if that child is hers, and really makes the mother of the child feel good about how the child is being treated. So these are the long term, if you will start seeing more children of these parents that are transgender or in gay relationships, they'll have more open-minded opinions of that type of lifestyle. A very good friend of mine is married to a female. She has a daughter who she adopted who is gay. And I, you know, I don't, all I can do is accept how they live. That's all I can do. But the new word is bi-curious. A lot of our children are becoming bi-curious, and so they will interact with that lifestyle for a little while, and then they may flounder between both lifestyles, the heterosexual and the homosexual lifestyle. It's going to make for a very confused future, or a future where acceptance will become, you know, will be more prevalent.
Lorenzo, how do you think that will impact our society as a whole? I mean, are we going to just, I mean, I already see issues with the fact that, you know, a lot of last year we were dealing with whether or not these men and women should be using the same bathroom. But how will this continue to impact our society moving forward as we start interacting in this very different way with transgender, gay, lesbian, and bisexual? I mean, how is this all going to impact our normal existence?
You know, I'm going to give you a true story, a quick story. I was dating this chick. I was really kicking about 10 years ago. And this true story. I was dating. I was really feeling her. One night she called me about 2 in the morning. She said, I'm coming over to your house and I'm bringing a friend with me. It's about 2 in the morning. So I just got and put on some music and put drinks out. Next thing you know, she came in the kitchen where our friend was in the living room and started pulling my pants. I said, hold on, we got company. So she walked away and went in the bathroom, and the other girl went in the bathroom with her. They both came out with no clothes on and told me to come join them in the room. Now, it kind of broke my heart because all the while she was using me to have a place to be with her girlfriend at and wanted to make me part of the situation. Now, had they already came out and said they was gay, I wouldn't have got my feelings caught up and it wouldn't have bothered me as much. But it bothered me so much because I was just used so she can be gay. So that's why I said, like Regina just said, it's already here. It just need to be exposed so people can live their life, because you tearing other people up who you tricking, like you want to be with them and you don't. You want to be with their sister, but you with them because society say it ain't right for you to be with this person, or the Bible say it ain't right. You know, so I think it's going to help us in the long run so people can be who they are without tearing somebody else down trying to hide who they are not.
Audrey, welcome to the show. I'm just going to share a little bit with you so you can be a part of the discussion. I read something today that suggested that a person who thought a transgendered couple was a gay couple because there was a man who was transitioning to be a woman with another man was just like a male, heterosexual male, who was involved with a woman because that woman used to be a child. So that should be considered a pedophile. And so here we're dealing with, we know that we're all human, but how could it be possible that a man who enters a relationship with another man, knowing he's changing himself to a woman, wouldn't be considered gay?
Well, I think when we say gay, I think we think about homosexuality, and homosexuals, I'm thinking, are same gender. And when you transgender, that means you move from one gender to another. And so when you complete the transition, if you would, then you're saying or you're declaring that you're whatever gender it is that you transition to. So I don't know if it's necessarily homosexuality because of the change. Now, if you go by natural birth, what a person is, and then they switch, then I guess you would. But, this is all new to us, at least to myself, and I'm learning along the way. I agree with the gentleman before, and I did not get a chance to stated that Regina was saying the same thing, that the time is now. I mean, we are here. Faced with this, the piece of it is that as society continues to expand and learn more about it, it'll become a natural part of our society, whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not. Our society, our culture is developing or changing, and that's part of the process. I also agree with the gentleman when he said that, you know, it's very important that people be honest and straight up, because no matter what, whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, transgendering. In the process, whenever you're impacting other people's lives, is nothing to play with because you're tugging at a person's heart. So we just really just need to have the courage to be straight up, and hopefully the person, you know, will appreciate the honesty, and that too may hurt, but at least it's better to have been given the information and make the decision versus, again, being played and disrespected and used. That's not a good feeling at all.
You know, and I hear what you're saying, and I'm trying to understand and trying to find a happy medium as all of this takes place before me and before us. You know, but how do we reconcile this to our belief as believers, Regina? How do we deal with all these different aspects of connections? Initially, there was only one connection, a man and a woman. And now we're dealing with two other types of connections, a male with a male, a woman with a woman, a woman with a transgender woman to a male, and a man with a transition male to a woman. I mean, how do we deal with that as believers?
Well, James, as a believer and as a true believer, I will say that the first thing that comes to my mind is judge not that ye be not judged. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. The next thing that comes to my mind, which I guess I can, okay, this may be biblical also, is the you know, how can I look at somebody else when I have something else in my eye, a bow or something in my eye? I can't judge somebody else when I have wrong going on in my life. James, I'm telling you right now, I have so many skeletons, so much stuff in my life that I don't have time to sit around and wonder about somebody else's life. But I can treat everybody the way I would want to be treated. Anything else, it's beyond what I can do. They have to deal with their God. They have to make their peace with their God on that. But I'm going to treat them the way I would want to be treated, and I wouldn't want anybody to mistreat me because I'm real sensitive. I cry if you mistreat me. You yell at me, I'm going to cry. So I don't want to mistreat anybody. And I don't want anybody to mistreat me. So they have to deal with that. And as Lorenzo said, as long as these folk are honest, because if they're not honest with what's going on, they're risking their lives. You play around with a man and you're a man who's a transgender, you're looking to get killed. So you have to be honest about whatever you're doing.
Lorenzo, what are your thoughts as a believer? I know that you're a believer. What are your thoughts as a believer? And what about the word that says, you know, I'm the same now and forever, the same as I was yesterday, today, and forever? You know, Regina stated some scriptures. What about that scripture?
You know, I look at it a little differently because, you know, we all fall short and we all sin, and your sin might be different than my sin. And he said the wages of sin is death. No sin is greater than the next sin. But we people, we put this is worse than the next sin. But I look at people, you know, I mean, you know, even if we going on the LGBT community, you know, like they still people. No matter what they do, they still people. And so, they have to deal with their maker on that. But all I know is God said everything he made was good. So all I know is I got to treat them how I would expect people to treat me. or, you know what I mean, or I got to put them on that level. I don't look at them because I don't put the sin with the person. The person is what God made. I don't, you know, you if you're doing a sin, I'm not going to say you're a bank robber for the rest of your life. No, you're still that good person because God made you and created you. Now, the sin would be the bank robbing. I'm not going to classify you as a bank robber for the rest of your life because God said once you put on the old man, once you put on the new man, the old man comes off. So I think that we just, as me, as my Christianity, is to treat people no matter what they're doing and let them deal with God on that because, like I said, I got to, or like Regina just said, you know, sometimes we got to sweep around our own front doors, you know what I mean, before we start sweeping around somebody else's door, and all I know is they just people.
And you know, as you mature and we become and we look at these things, we have to get that kind of attitude that you and Regina have. And I truly respect that because that's not the attitude that we had years ago. It's far different from that attitude of yesterday. And I recognize that we're all people and no one has the right to endanger anybody else for the way they want to live. Nobody has the right to impede their ability to be happy. And society is going through some serious adjustments as we come to grips with these different ways of thinking. Audrey, you know, you are a strong spiritual woman. How do you come to grips with this new world we're entering as a believer?
I trust in the Lord and lean not on my own understanding, and I try to love my neighbor as myself, similar to what Lorenzo and Regina have stated. I mean, we all fall short. We are all sinners. No sin is bigger than the next. But if we just show love, it can be boiled down to such simplicity. If we just show love, but, you know, that's the struggle for us as human beings. We're constantly battling with that. So we just have to constantly look for ways in which we can be led and directed by the Lord in showing love to others.
All right, we're going to take another short break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation.
Just a thought. January 30th, 2017. I am a Democrat. I will be a Democrat beyond the existence of my physical being. I am a liberal because living in the past does not work for those that I serve. I believe in liberal causes because as I better understand the world, I understand the need for change. I live to honor humanity, to serve people who seem unable to grasp the life we should all have. I see the inequity of treatment and desire to see it abolished. The need for the blind to see has never been more necessary. Those who fight for the status quo cling to an era that turns the invisible visible. Embracing wrong can never give one a positive result. The fight for the weak can never be seen as embracing the defeat. We have to rectify the issues that are created by the human trait of racism and supremacy. My God is the creator of all things and the maker of humanity. My view of the world is in line with my purpose as a Democrat. I will not be ashamed of my love for people and the fight to make life equal. We all deserve better opportunities to learn and the chance to live life free of infirmities. We deserve to live free of the creation of Donald Trump. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. The show is brought to you 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Call in at 657-383-6060. 0309. We no longer can reside in the shadows of life. It is a must that we be out in front of the issues that impact our lives now and the future. This show has been established. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay. I look forward to you writing to me at djames82@aol.com. That's djames82@aol.com. Let me know what issues you would like to address on my radio show.
Regina, I want to go back to you for a minute because I want to ask you about that new term that you were talking about. Can you tell me that new term again? What did you say that new term you're dealing with in the educational realm?
Oh, no, this isn't in the educational realm. It's just in the with the young people, and it's called bi-curious.
And what is it called? Bi-curious.
Bi-curious.
Now, all of us have older children, but let me just ask, how would you deal with your child if they came to you and told you that they were bi-curious? You had a young boy or a young girl. Would you encourage their curiosity? Or how would you deal with that?
Well, let me share this with you and show you how the differences, how time brings about differences. When my daughter was in middle school, and I may have told you this before, she came to me and said, Mom, I want to play football. You want to do what? Now, remember now, all my child's life, she has been the most rambunctious child, in and out of school, in and out of in-school suspension, all of this stuff. And she wanted to play football. Me being the mother that I am, went right along with it, made sure they had, Title 13, Title 12, something, so that if they didn't have a Powder Puff team at their school, then they had to allow her to play on the boys' team. So they had to make sure she had her separate shower and, you know, all that, changing area. But other than that, she went and played. Well, of course, in my mind, oh, my God, I cannot believe this girl is coming out, and she's gay. Oh, my, I started praying. I started thinking about how I had encouraged other parents and how I was such a bigot, saying, oh, you know, that's your child. It's always going to be your child. You know, giving other people these words of wisdom to let them feel better about horrible situations that were going on in their lives with their children. But then when it hit home, I felt myself being very, very bigoted, or bigot might not be the word, but, you know, not living up to the words that I was giving other people. Fast forward, found out she stopped playing football. Why did you stop? Mama, this other girl who was gay, she stopped. She got on the team, and she was following me around. Well, what's the problem? You think, here she goes, you think I'm gay? Well, you out there with the boys. She wanted to play so that the boys could fall on her, so that she could be the only girl out there with the boys. You should have heard my sigh of relief. That didn't bother me, that she wanted all these boys piling up on her. What bothered me was she could have been gay. Now, so many years later, she gives me the term bi-curious and shows me these pictures of people that I taught who are transgendering and all of this stuff, and I'm not as hurt now. I'm looking at these people. And I'm really thinking, suppose she decides that this is what she wants to be. If she's bi-curious, she will go out and experiment. If it's what she wants, hey. But because it is not a belief that I will subscribe to, I would encourage her to take her lifestyle to her own residence. Sure, she can come visit. She and her girlfriend will be able to come visit. But I would not want it pushed in my face. But I would accept it. But just as if she were to marry a male, she and a male wouldn't be able to live here with me. So when she's grown enough to make her grown decisions, then she would go out and make those decisions. By curious,
Lorenzo,
you have a lot of people. You have a lot of people testing the waters.
Lorenzo, let me just ask you. If you, you know, we all got older children now, so we're not going to have to deal with this situation. But if you had to, would you support son being bi-curious? I can't deal with it. I'm sorry. I ain't no way he could come to me and say, Dad, I'm bi-curious, and me tell him that's okay.
Yeah, I'm 100% with Regina, and I'm 100% with you, Deshae. I couldn't. That would be a tough one on me for my son to be like that. But if he chose to be like that, because I'm dating a girl now. She has one daughter that's gay, and then she has another daughter that's dating her cousin. Now there's nothing I can do but accept it, but she wants to bring them to the house and hang around us, and that's killing me because that's not who I am. That's not what I'm for, and that's not right. And that's like Regina just said, you got to take that to your own residence. They come over, you know, they want to spend the night laying up with your cousin or laying up with your girlfriend. That's not how I was raised, and that's not who I am. But that's the position I'm put in right now because – those are her kids. And, you know, you don't come in between a woman when it comes to a woman dealing with her kids, period. You'll lose that battle every time. But it's killing me because I can't. That's not normal. That's not right, period. So, you know what I mean? What do you do? How do you handle that situation? Do I just walk away from the whole relationship? Or what do I do? Or do I tell her not to bring her kids around? I can't do that. That ain't going to work. But that's what I'm saying. That's why what Regina said was a confirmation. And that's real. That's what I'm living right now. You know, and all of me want to say the same thing Regina just said. Hey, I accept it, but you got to take it to your own residence. But if it ain't my residence and it's her residence, I got to deal with it. So that's why I said this is a whole big thing. And that's why I said we need to expose it now because people are living these lives and it's tearing other people down and ain't nothing we can do about it because we waited so late to put it out here. When it's been going on.
I guess I'm asking, when your son comes to you and he says, I'm gay, and you accept that you can't change who he is because he's gay, and you accept it, but when he comes and say he's bi-curious, am I a bad father if I say, look, you can't be no bi-curious, okay? You need to... you are heterosexual. You just don't become no. I mean, can we be encouraging our kids to be bi-curious? Audrey? Are you there, Audrey?
I'm speechless because in reality, we could probably say what we think that we would do, but as Regina and Mr. Lorenzo, until it's at your home, you really don't know what you would do. And the reason why you don't, because your personal views would be, say, oh, no, this is not working, this is not it. However, you will do anything for the love of your child, and that would mean that to get whatever understanding you need to get, whatever, like you say, Lorenzo, what arrangements need to be, what rules can and should be put in place to keep harmony and peace. But it's not to say that you as a parent won't be just struggling and trying to do. I think you're right. It's by curious is a little different. If someone comes to you and say that they are homosexuals, in most cases you probably would have had some indicators, and mm-hmm. the person probably would know how you would respond, so they have waited and hesitated to tell you until they got strong enough so you had some inkling of it, and they knew how you was going to respond. But when they do get strong enough, you know, at that point, you know, hearing something and thinking something are two different things. But I would have to say that we could talk all day what we could, should, would do. But when mm-hmm. it's our own individual personal thing, we do the best that we can. We do the best mm-hmm. we can, and then we ask the mm-hmm. Lord for strength and help. And mm-hmm. Regina, let me just share with you that I was raised between two brothers. So in essence, and being the baby girl and stuff, I wanted to play football. Well, I wanted to play football just because I didn't have no other girls to play with. I was around my older brother friends and my younger brother friends. But it's not because I was. But let me tell you, I don't know what my mother was thinking, because oftentimes she would tell me, you don't need to be out there playing with them boys, you know, and that kind of stuff. But it wasn't. It was just, hey, I was just as tough as they was, you know, and that kind of stuff. But I understand exactly what you're saying, because, you know, all of our families have this. If you think about the ratio of homosexuals in the United States, even, then that means within our families, whether it's cousins or nieces, nephews, or whatever the case may be, we are impacted. Now, whether we want to deal with it or not, it is what it is. Now, you take my mother. Now, she's going to speak her voice. Is she going to say it's not right? And, you know, she'll go on and on and that kind of stuff. But that's how she was raised, and it's no changing her. Now, we, all generation, we want to voice our opinion. Yes, we're going to try to sugarcoat it a little bit, because we're going to still try to stay in connection and, you know, not put this wedge between that generation and us and that kind of stuff. But we take a hurting, we take a hurting heart for that. But yet we love them because they are our family, and no matter what, we're going to love.
Well, guys, I tell you, you know, when I brought this subject up, I didn't know Regina was going to add to it with this bi-curious. But I'm just telling you, I just thank God that I am 56 years old. I don't foresee having any additional children, and because I don't know where or what I would do if my child told me they were bi-curious. I've been trying to deal with what would I do if my child told me they were gay. And now Regina has brought something else to the table. And we just have to figure out where we are and where we're headed. And it just says something. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and have our final thought for the day. So you guys figure out what your final thought is, and we'll be back.
In the past, my life has been inundated by those who truly didn't understand the term commitment. The connections would flourish and become entangled by daily life experiences. Quickly, that which seemed so promising turned barren. What has recently appeared before me seems to break all the rules of the past. I find myself waiting to overcome the next obstacle, because the connection will be strengthened by the experience. You have created a love within me which was unforeseeable. I've never known love. Conceived it could be between a man and a woman. I never dreamed that my belief in the Lord's word would manifest itself in this fashion. I live to put into words what being one with you does to my spirit. I look forward to loving you in a way not known to either of us. Have I ever known love like this? I've never known love like this.
All right, this is James C. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to encourage you guys to go to my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay.com. Audrey, I'm going to give you, let you start off by giving us your final word for today.
I would just ask that we continue to support each other when we are faced with any situations, not only like this, but anything that's difficult for us. Let us lean and trust the Lord. But in the meantime, as we are brothers and sisters of each other, let us just show love.
All right. Lorenzo, your final word for today?
Just accept the things that I cannot change and change the things that I can and help people become the best no matter where they are.
Lorenzo, I want you to go on record. Why don't you give your a shout-out to your new business that you just started and how people can reach you. Tell us a little about your new venture.
My new business, I already had a security company, and I just started up a moving company, Best Choice Moving .aol. And we move people from anywhere from local to long distance, and we're trying to duplicate what two men in a truck did. We're trying to duplicate that, and so far so good. It's taking off faster than what we thought of. We got three trucks going out in the morning, and you know we was only expecting to get. We just started this 2 weeks ago, and we already got several moves already lined up. You know, so God is good.
You want to give your number out so they can reach you?
Yes, 407-353-5299. Best Choice Moving.
Say it again one more time, Lorenzo.
407-353-4299.
Awesome. All right. Regina, your final thoughts for today.
Just as James said, Lorenzo, a prayer of St. Francis of Assisi to accept the things we cannot change and the courage to know the difference. Grant us the wisdom.
All right. Well, I want to encourage all of you who are out there to get in the habit of calling into the show or listening to the show. We are on 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're here so that your voice can be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. I want you to visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com, and email me at djames82@aol.com. We want to be a part of your weekly schedule. We want you to know that this is a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear. Your opinion will be respected, and you will be given an opportunity to share your thoughts completely. So I want you to just not only get in the habit of coming yourself, but encourage those around you to be a part of this new movement that we are making sure that our voices are heard and our opinions are clear, and we're helping the American country to move in the right direction. Okay, take care, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Hello. I'm the music major. This is my man, Jay Andre. He got a question to ask. I'm cool, Jay.